And what we say is, okay, I've heard this. Let's look at the Scripture again. Let's look over at Acts 2 again. What does this mean to my life? What do I do about it? Guys, I think it's a dynamite combination. Watch what we've traditionally done. We bring someone to church, if you attend all the services, we bring you to Sunday school and we'll introduce you to one subject. We'll bring you back Sunday morning in church, whole new subject. Sunday night, you come back, topic number 3. Wednesday night, let's do something else. Now guys, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out that's not a very good way to learn. And it's an absolutely awful way to apply God's Word. And so here's what we've done at Landmark. We feel real strong about it. We put two of those together. Because I know, no matter how good the sermon may be Sunday morning, I forgot it by Monday or Tuesday. You forgot it by lunchtime on Sunday, right? You didn't have to amen that. But how awesome to know all across this city today, people can meet and say, okay, that's what that church was like. How could we be that way today? And what changes do I need to make in my life for that to happen? Guys, it's dynamite. Oh, what else? It's a place to relate. That's the R. It's a place to build relationships. Because all of us were created by God to need people. And a church should be the place where you build close relationships. Now, we've all been to church where the pews were crowded, but your heart was lonely. It's possible. You know, we meet in a setting this morning where basically I get to lecture, and you have to listen and look at the back of each other's heads. And there's, I'm not down in that. I think that's a good thing, but it's not enough. And you can shake somebody's hand and ask them how they're doing and still not get close. But in this intimate setting, a small group of people in a living room with their Bibles open, their hearts open, things happen. And you begin to build friendships. And you begin to have people who help you become more like Jesus. You see, we've got a lot of new members over this last few years. In fact, studies say that if our new members don't make any friends the first 6 months, they won't be here very long. But if you made just 6 friends, statistics say 100% of you would stay. And every number that goes up, the statistic improves. Why? Because you don't just come looking for a friendly church. You came here looking for a friend, right? And there's a big difference. And guys, we can be a big church and have an awesome atmosphere here, an awesome praise like we've had this morning, and then have the beauty of that small community church that meets in your living room on Sunday night. It's beautiful. One other letter here. A life group should be a place to evangelize. It's a place where people come to know God. It's not a real direct thing. And I look back here in Acts chapter 2, and they're building those relationships, and they're getting back into the apostles' teaching, and they're growing. And then it just sort of tacks on, you know, and the Lord added to their number daily, those who are being saved. Because the people are watching. And they see love they've never seen before. And they see relationships. And they see their friends getting help. It's one lady I heard talking about her life group. She said, you know, I was scared to death to go. And I finally went, and what I found were a bunch of